on the impact of U.S., the outcome of U.S. elections on South Sudan, which is my birth country and the country I love, I can say, as far as a single president can decide what happens in South Sudan regarding the American foreign policy, I think it doesn't make a difference who wins these elections, because the U.S. and South Sudan over the last decade or so have had rocky relationships on account of the behavior of the leaders of South Sudan. And it seems the position of the U.S. government, at least the foreign policy and security docket, is that South Sudan, especially its leadership, has really betrayed the people of South Sudan. And I think whoever comes to the White House come January 2025, we can only hope for changes in the way South Sudan is being treated by the U.S. government.
You spoke about policies that are affecting South Sudanese back home and the country South Sudan, but with you, what are some of the policies being shipped by both parties, or both candidates, I should say, that resonate with you as a South Sudanese living here in the U.S.?
Well, I think policies that are geared towards ratcheting down the level of conflict in the world, such as trying to solve the conflict in Yemen, conflict in Sudan, conflict in Gaza, and now in Lebanon and Israel, I think these policies do have quite a bit of impact on South Sudan, directly or indirectly. For example, South Sudan has to sell its oil, and the more the conflict goes on in Sudan and other parts of the Middle East, the more negative it will be for South Sudan in terms of its ability to export its oil, but also in terms of dealing with refugees and insecurity that comes with the war raging next door to South Sudan in the north in Sudan. So I think those policies really do concern us, and we watch them carefully, especially on the front of trying to bring peace to Sudan and end the humanitarian crisis there.
And, you know, South Sudan was scheduled to have its own elections this year. How does the U.S. elections make you feel, considering, you know, you couldn't experience, or South Sudanese couldn't experience their own elections in South Sudan this year?
Oh, yeah, it is a very painful part of the South Sudan's recent past. We were supposed to have elections in 2015, but that was wrecked by the outbreak of the war in 2013, and we lost an opportunity there. And then we were supposed to get elections soon after the first interim period when the war was resolved, but the 2016 erupted into another level of war, and then another peace agreement was signed in 2018, hoping that within 6 years we would have an election, but came 2024, and that election was also postponed, and the lifespan of the current transitional government extended for another 24 months. So when the world is conducting their own elections, while South Sudan keeps postponing our elections, it really is a painful experience to have, most particularly because as a new country, South Sudan has never had any democratic elections in its history, and we keep postponing them. And that's really just something that I think the new U.S. president should be able to discuss that with the leaders of South Sudan going forward.